ونبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حرم لباس الحرير والذهب على ذكور أمتي وأحل لأناثهم رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. The Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, silk, clothes, and gold are prohibited to the males of my ummah, and they are lawful to the females. Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, silk, clothes, and gold are prohibited to the males of my ummah, and they are lawful, halal, for the females. When Huzaifah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال نهانا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نشرب في آلية الذهب والفضة وأن نأكل فيها وأن لبس الحرير والدباج وأن نجلس عليه رواه البخاري. The Khalifa رضي الله عنه, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbidden us from drinking from gold and silver utensils, from eating from them, from wearing silk and silk brocade, and from sitting on them, silk and silk brocade, sheets, pillows, cushions, etc. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidden us Muslims from drinking from gold and silver utensils, from eating from them, from wearing silk and silk brocade, and from sitting on them, silk and silk brocade, sheets, pillows, cushions, etc. So this hadith, prohibition of silk clothes, cushions, etc. for men, and the permissibility of such for women. So women, they're not allowed to use silk. Women are allowed to wear gold jewelry. Men are not allowed to wear gold jewelry. Gold watch, gold necklace, gold anything, necklace, that's for women anyways. The gold ring, no. Silver is allowed for men. Then harir, dibaj, it's silk. That's forbidden for men too. Eating and drinking in gold utensils, in silver utensils, that's prohibited for everybody too. The male and females should not use gold and silver to drink and eat in that. Gold utensils for eating, drinking, everything, is prohibited for male and females. Gold wearing is prohibited for males. The females are not to wear gold. So the hadith, see, when you read hadith, you have to read all hadith. You have to know all hadith. For this is why the Shafi Mazhab, the Hanafi Mazhab, all the hadith are studied, and all the ayahs of the Quran are studied. Then a conclusion comes. Because if a person reads mutlaq hadith, the last hadith, a person might think that's mutlaq. One, I'm not sure, so the sahabi could mean us men. It could mean us Muslims. So us men would be only for the men. But this is for all. Drinking and in gold and silver is drinking for all male and female. It's not right. For male, wearing of gold is not permissible. For female, it is permissible of wearing of gold. So Allah enable us to refrain from all that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited. Allah give us a share in the hereafter.